And this is how things go.
It's the truth, though. It's always the truth. In my whole life, like, I didn't have any girls that grew up in my neighborhood where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
It was all boys. All my friends were boys. And the older I got, the more I realized at a certain point you just can't be friends with them anymore because they do end up liking you or you end up liking them. And, you know, it's all fine and dandy when you're playing in the sandbox when you're 6 years old. But then when you turn 16, things change.
Yeah. Ah, okay, Tatoosh, you've got a message. Tamara is saying, love you too, Mo Tatoosh.
That's cute.
Yeah, and Remy S., she's saying, even if she forgives him, that is about Iman and Waleed, and gets back, she'll always hold a grudge, no matter what.
And that's probably the truth. All right, coming up, we'll share more of the listeners' letters with you. If you want to comment, 6163 on the SMS, 3855055, that's the phone number. Get in touch if you have something you wanted to say to someone. We'll be happy to read it out over the air tonight. Here's Jordan Sparks with Chris Brown. It's called No Air right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Tell me how I'm supposed to breathe with no air. Living in a world with no air. Oh, I'm here alone, didn't want to leave. My heart won't move. tell me how you gon' be without me. If you ain't here, I just can't breathe. There's no air, no air. No air, no air.
Hit music plays next. Nile FM.
Bonjour, شبيك لوبيك عبد كوبين إيديك.
أنا عايز إنترنت في بيتي وكمان في المكتب.
إيه وأنت فاكرني مين بالضبط؟ أنا أجيب لك فيلا في أسبانيا، فلوس كتير جدا، بس أنا ماليش في الإنترنت. ولو عايز إنترنت في بيتك أو في مكتبك، روح لفودافون.
لأول مرة فودافون بتقدم خدمات الإنترنت الثابت ADSL مع فودافون إنترنت في البيت وفودافون إنترنت في المكتب. أخيرا تقدر تستمتع بسرعات مختلفة تناسب كل احتياجاتك، ده غير خدمة عملاء على أعلى مستوى ومزايا تانية كتير. علشان تعرف معلومات أكتر أو تشترك دلوقتي، كلم 38 أو ادخل على vodafone.com.eg. مع خدمة فودافون إنترنت، شايف طلباتك أوامر؟ فودافون، عيش أحلى ما في اللحظة.
أيها الرجال، إن حرارة الجو قد بلغت 60 درجة مئوية، لازم نحتل البيت اللي على النص يا ده، لأن عندهم تكييف سامسونج.
تخيل لأول مرة في مصر سامسونج بتقدم تكييف وبتكنولوجيا فائقة UTR Plus. تخيل إن تكييفك السامسونج هيشتغل بمنتهى الكفاءة حتى في 60 درجة مئوية.
أيها القائد، معك شلحف.
سامسونج، حلول منزلية متكاملة لحياة أسهل. سامسونج، بضمان منصور.
مساء الخير فودافون، احمد مع حضرتك يا فندم.
لو سمحت يا احمد، انا على تجوال فودافون وورلد بلس، وكنت عايز اعرف لما اسافر سعر الدقيقه لمصر كام من انجلترا؟
10 جنيه يا فندم.
ومن امريكا؟
10 جنيه يا فندم.
لو من الكويت؟
10 جنيه يا فندم.
طب قول لي يا احمد، لو انا في المانيا وعايز اكلم الصين الدقيقه تبقى بكام؟
10 جنيه يا فندم.
لو في الهند وعايز اكلم المانيا
برضو 10 جنيه يا فندم.
هو كله 10 جنيه؟
مع فودافون وورلد بلس دلوقتي تقدر تكلم مصر او اي بلد في العالم بسعر ثابت 10 جنيه للدقيقة اثناء تجوالك على شبكات فودافون حول العالم او عند تجوالك في الولايات المتحدة الامريكية، وهتستقبل اي مكالمة ب 4 جنيه للدقيقة وانت في اي مكان في العالم. لمزيد من المعلومات اتصل ب 800. فودافون، عيش احلى ما في اللحظة.
ماما عايز اروح النادي. ياه، لحيتي تغسل التيشيرت.
استمتع بالحياة وكل اللي تمنى قدامك راح تلقى. أرستون، واحد من العيلة.
أرستون، واحد من العيلة، بضمان بيتك. لمزيد من المعلومات اتصل الآن
1-96-60.
Listening to After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Police right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Now FM. It's time to kick off hour number two.
Now, After Dark with Aaron. On Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Coming up this hour, we will continue to read letters from our listeners. Hit us up at 6163 if there's something you want to say to a loved one. Here's Prince and the Revolution, the beautiful ones on Cairo's number one.
Baby, baby, let me do it.
Prince and the Revolution with the beautiful ones right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. You are tuned in to After Dark. It's 11:08 across Cairo. I want to thank you so much for joining me tonight in the studio with me, Marwa Raqqa. Want to welcome you. We're doing letters from listeners that they wanted to say to certain people, and that's been our topic all night. We're also asking you to weigh in on the SMS board at 6163 and just say, hey, if you have something to say to someone and you didn't get a chance to say it, or you want us to read it for you to that person, send it in, 6163 on the SMS. Marwa?
Yep, mystery SMSer, whose the number ends in 9335, who's driving back from Marina. Mm-hmm. We're waiting for your letter, SMS, whatever you want to send us. I cannot read Jasmine's message again. I have other messages. But I'm sure she would be very happy to know that people sympathize with her and very happy with her decision. Bim Bim is saying, true love is so difficult to be defined, but if feelings do strongly exist without doubt, express it in so many ways before it's too late. Maybe tomorrow and never comes. You know what, Bim Bim? I really like that, because a lot of people take their partners for granted, and they just don't express how they feel, and you never know. Maybe tomorrow they will just not be there.
I agree.
Yeah. Aaron, he wants something from Mandy Moore, A Walk to Remember.
It's on the way.
Nice. All right. Feta, you're saying, I may be wrong, but I don't believe in love after a while. It's either first look or no. Well, the first sight thing is like nice and sparks and this chemistry. But true love, it takes time. It takes a lot of experience and a lot of situations where you know that this is the right person. That the first thing, this is like infatuation or a crush. This is what happens at first sight. Maybe when you get to know the person, you would discover that this is someone very selfish or very tragic or very dramatic or just not right for you, or maybe abusive. So take your time. Now, let me read another letter. All right, now, this is a letter from Najla. And she's saying, okay, Sameh Hassan and is the biggest in Egypt. I'm glad you are where you belong, out of my life and in a somewhere. Okay, so I can't really go on. I owe you to read your message, but I mean, like, I had to censor half of it. So
that's not very nice.
Yeah, and basically she's saying, can you get a candy from the trash can and eat it? You dump someone in the biggest dumpster out of your life is more or less the same thing. Hate mail. I got a lot of those.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. And I don't know. He must have done something that brought this on him. I don't know.
I have a theory on exes.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you my theory on exes?
No.
It's called, they call them an ex for a reason.
And that is?
And that is, they call them an ex for a reason. People always want to get back with their exes, and they call them an ex for a reason. They're an ex because they are your ex.
Aaron, your medication is rubbing off on me.
I know, you just had a blonde moment, and you're not even blonde. I'm blonde. No, do you understand what I'm saying, though?
I do, yeah.
People always want to get back with someone they broke up with, and I always remember, they call them an ex for a reason. There was something they did to you to make them an ex in the first place.
Yeah.
So why
bring it again?
Why bring it on again? You know, and the truth is, some people can change, but I don't know. I don't want to say, you know what I mean? You know where I'm going.
Yeah,
with this.
Well, the thing is, we're not going to generalize, but most of the time, if this person is an ex, then he's there for a reason, or she's there for a reason. Okay, now this one is difficult. This one is from Katie Subri, and it is to her mama, who is dead. And I'm going to go on as much as I can, but if I start crying, Aaron, you take over, okay?
Okay.
All right. So she's saying, I miss you so much, really, and I feel so much pain inside. Whoever said that time will heal everything doesn't know anything. I'm trying to be on it. But Mama, I never stop thinking of you. I know you are somewhere watching over me, and I'm trying so hard to make you proud of me as much as I can. And for as long as I live, I'm so sorry for losing you. And I know I have never been so close to you. I want you to know that when you died, I felt like everything that was sweet was taken away from me. And I felt that my lover was dead, not just a relationship between a mother and daughter, You were precious to my heart and still are. I love you and I miss your smile every day.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, Katie, I don't know what to say.
It's sad.
Yeah, it is very sad. Okay, Aaron, you take Rafiq.
All right, Rafiq Obler says, this was my last letter that I wrote, but I had a letter that was sent to me. It was from my girl, Noosa. She told me, thanks for the good time that I had lived with you, but I had met someone that I think I love, so I don't want to cheat on you. I fainted, I don't know why, and when I wake up, I couldn't stop laughing. Also, I don't know why, but I loved her so much that I couldn't get mad at her anytime. I miss her so much. True story. Oh, anything she did, he couldn't be mad at her, basically.
Mm.
Jasmine says, thank you, thank you, thank you for reading my message. And this is the best birthday wish I've ever had. Oh, and yesterday, while I was bored out of my mind being sick, laying on my couch watching the Olympics, I was playing Facebook poker, and Jasmine was in one of the poker rooms with me. She says, thanks, Marwa. I needed to vent. I love you both. Nice choice of songs. I want to thank you so much for getting in touch, Jasmine, and I really enjoyed your letter. And if anyone else wants to get in touch, 6163 on the SMS. We do have time for one more letter, Marwa.
We do?
Yeah.
Oh, we have more SMSs. Okay, let me go to a letter because I promised someone that I'm going to read his letter. Amr Wahba. Now, Amr Wahba is a very, very nice person and I really wish him the best of luck. I don't know where Amr Wahba's letter is. Okay, for the time being, let me read then Ahmed Daif's letter.
Okay.
Ahmed is a good guy. Very sensitive. I can't remember my days before you. I just remember when I saw you, when I had you in my life, when you gave me the chance to start a new life, when I was confused and wondering how I liked you, how I loved everything you loved, how I felt I got my soulmate from the sky. As they used to tell us when we were kids, I just remember when I had someone to live for, when I had you sharing everything with me in my life. And when you left me, days are tasteless. I thought it will go, as you said, 90 days to get used to it. I kept waiting, but I couldn't imagine my life. I found that the more you are far, the more I miss you. It was like splitting a soul into two. I never thought that that would be the end. I'm trying to survive as I promised you, but I can't live without you. I can change myself to be someone that I wish to be with you, but it's not enough for me. I was looking for days I can see you again. Then here you are, shining like a star, going near and far. I was looking at your eyes all the time to believe you're there. However, I can't touch them. Time was going so fast, then you're gone. My dream is gone, and you're not around anymore. I couldn't find you at all, and that wasn't enough. I'm just living for days as I can see you around, and how the soul could be bored. Might sound funny to wait for a chance that's already gone. Very
Some
romantic.
Of these letters are amazing.
Very romantic and passionate and full of love.
Get in touch, 6163 on the SMS. Did have a request for Mandy Moore. More of your letters coming up. Here's Only Hope on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2, Nile FM.
There's a song that's inside of my soul. It's the one that I've tried to write over and over again. I'm awake in the infinite cold, but you sing to me over and over and over again. So I
You're listening to After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Closed off from love, I didn't need the pain. Once or twice was enough, and it was all in vain. Time starts to pass before you know it, you're frozen. And help from for the very first time with you. My heart melted to the ground, found something true. And everyone's looking round, thinking I'm going crazy. But I don't care what they say, I'm in love with you. They try to
field. When we rise, it's like strawberry fields. Treated bad, bruise my face. Could love you more, you got a beautiful taste.
Right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. You are tuned in After Dark. It's 11:29 across Cairo. I want to thank you so much for joining me tonight. Before we get back into our letters, need to throw out a chance for you to win a 500 LE voucher from Adela Shack, an established brand of women's clothing right here in Egypt. All that you need to do is just pick one artist that you love. Two love songs from that artist. Send it in to 6163. One artist that you love, two love songs from that artist, send it in to 6163. If I choose your songs to close out the show tonight, you will win a 500 LE gift voucher from Adela Shack, the established brand of women's clothing right here in Egypt. They're located at 12 Ned Yassid. They're open till midnight 7 days a week, and they're just an amazing store. So ladies, if you're looking for very nice, fashionable clothing, whether you want to wear it to work, out and about with your friends, they have everything you're looking for. One artist, two love songs from that artist. Send it into 6163, and I will announce the winner at the end of the night. All right, on to the letters, Marwa.
All right, I found Amr's letter, because okay. I promised him to read this one. All right, he's saying, like, the subject is, why now? And he says, complete and total adoration. My heart was yours. You shaped it, and in one night, you murdered it. Torn from my chest and laid at your feet. That first step that you took was the worst. Since then, you've walked 1,000 miles in silence and short remark. And I still have these memories. Remember when you held my hand like you'd never let it go? Remember, 'cause that's all you can do. We'll never make another memory. We'll never make another memory. I wish I'd have died in your arms the last time we were together, so I wouldn't have to wake without you today. This time, I thought things were real. You were a priority. Was I an option? I let you see a side of me that I don't share with anyone. Promises are just words unless they are fulfilled. You knew from the beginning that all I had to offer you was my heart. I am sorry that that wasn't enough. So we'll go our own ways, and hopefully you'll remember the things I've told you. Hopefully you'll understand that everything I said was in sincerity. What was that? A broken heart is not what I wanted from this, but I guess I've learned from it. But aren't you supposed to learn from your mistakes? I don't consider this a mistake. I just wish the story didn't end this way, because I'm still in love with the person who helped me write it. Remember when you held my hand like you'd never let it go? This is very heartbreaking.
I don't
want to play this game again.
What, the letter game?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll do a night for positive letters.
Yeah, happy letters.
Not breakup letters.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sad.
Okay, I have a confession.
Mm-hmm.
I somehow intentionally chose to put all the letters where the guys are apologizing and hurt.
Marwa, that's terrible. Do we have any nice happy ones? Can you pick some nice happy
ones? No, there were no happy ones, I promise you, no. There were no happy ones, but I sort of wanted to like... Because everybody says that guys don't have a heart and they don't feel and they don't...
Yes, they do.
Exactly. So I wanted to show that men can suffer and they don't just move on in a split second.
No, they don't.
And I just wanted to show that.
Men just show their feelings in different ways than women do.
Yeah.
Oh, men can hurt more than we can.
Yeah.
I've seen
Why do you think that happens?
Because they're men. They're manly men. And it's not just a heartbreak to them. It's an ego blow as well, considering the circumstances.
Yeah. Well, I have a happy heart. Happy letter.
Oh, happy heart. I'm glad you have a happy heart. I do too.
Aaron, your medication is just all over the thing. You've sprayed that mic.
I did
you
not.
You sprayed the mic.
Antihistamines, man. They make you loopy.
All right, now this one is from Mahmoud to Sarah. He's saying, why do you have to be such a drama queen? It seems like every day you're in need for your dose of suffering. Don't search for things to make you sad, suspicious, depressed, or whatever. Guess what? Life could be fun sometimes, and I'd like to be a happy person getting his share of the good things in life. That's why I got rid of you, because you're always making yourself a pain in the... And beauty is not enough to be loved like you think. Need a proof? Here, I kick the hot, precious, gorgeous you out of my life. P.S. Happiness is not your enemy.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, okay, girls, remember last episode we were talking about, you know, the 10 things that you do to drive your man away? Now here's a guy who's had it. So, here we are.
Negativity is a nasty thing in a relationship.
Yeah. And somehow I agree with Mahmoud. It's like if you're in a relationship, you want to be happy, you want to be having fun, you want to be enjoying your time and having a great life. You don't want someone to like drag you down and to just make you feel sad or depressed or always guilty or blamed for one thing or the other. I don't know. I'm pro Mahmoud. I agree with Mahmoud. No need for drama.
You can only take so much.
Yeah.
After a while, you're just like, all right.
Yeah. Okay, I have Reham.
All right, go ahead. We got time. We got time for one more.
Okay. Now, Reham is saying, dear ex. Okay, here comes the ex again.
Do they call him an ex for a reason? I'm serious. What I say is true. If you just tune in, by the way, you're listening to After Dark on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. Our show is all about letters tonight, and basically what we're doing is for a week people have been sending their letters into the program, and we're reading them live on the air tonight to kind of give people some closure about situations that have been in their life. If you want to get in touch, 6163 on the SMS. Go ahead, Marwa.
All right, so she's saying, dear ex, when we broke up, we didn't say goodbye because I thought that it's a matter of time, maybe 2 days or less, and we will be back again. But now, after all this time has passed and there was no return, it's time to say goodbye. But before that, I want to tell you how much I regret the time that I passed while I was waiting for you, checking my emails, hoping that there would be one word from you, staying up all night waiting for a call or an SMS from you telling me how much you need me and how much you miss me, but you didn't do that either. Today I remembered that there wasn't any problem for this breakup. There was no reason for it. It's all a fabricated, messed up situation just to give you a reason to go away. Now I really regret loving you, and I regret all the time that I wasted waiting for you. Today I will say it very clear. You don't deserve me or my love. It's time to say goodbye, and after finishing this letter, I won't mention you again in my life, and I won't wait for your calls anymore. After finishing this letter, I won't love you anymore. I will stop loving you. Goodbye. To the one who breaks my heart. And as the song says, walk away, close the door, let my life be as it was before.
All right. On the around the corner, I did have a request from Madonna. Stick around for that. Music from Lifehouse as well. Right now, we're going to play a song from El DeBarge. It's called All This Love, and we'll get some more of your letters coming up right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Told me to take this chance and learn the
After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Garth Brooks to Make You Feel My Love. That one going out to Sharif tonight on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. You're tuned into After Dark in Marwa. My voice is finally going away.
Going away meaning getting better?
No. Meaning as I'm losing it again. I've been sick since Thursday, and I thought I was getting better, but I think I'll, you know what, maybe I'll just shut my trap and let you read more letters. But before we do that.
Yeah, announce.
I do have still have an opportunity for you to win a $500 LE gift voucher from Adela Shack, the established brand of women's clothing right here in Egypt. They are a true fashion authority. Women, if you're looking for nice clothes, this is the place to go. They're located at 1290 Seed, which is Shooting Club Drive in Mohandasin. And they just have all kinds of styles, just amazing clothing, stylish, whimsy, career kind of clothing. You just have to go in the store and check them out. They're open 7 days a week till midnight. And if you want to win, this is what I'm asking you to do. Pick one artist that you love. Pick two love songs from that one artist. Send it in to 6163. And if we choose that artist to close out the program tonight, you'll win that 500 LE voucher. One artist, two love songs. Send it in to 6163. All right, Marwa, we've been reading letters from people all night. It's basically what the show's been about. It's all kinds of letters, just letters, things you wanted to say that you didn't get a chance to, maybe. Write them down.
Yeah.
And we're reading them out.
All right, now the letter that's coming up is from Lulu mm-hmm. to Shiro, and she's saying, "You are my angel. Finally, I found my true love, and I will never, ever, ever let you go away again. I love you so much. You are the air that I breathe, and you're the sun that lights up my days. You are warm and kind. God bless you." See, now we have a happy letter.
That is a nice letter.
Yeah. Let me see, what else do I have? I have another nice letter from Hindal Samad. And Hind is a very, very dear friend. And she's saying, "Miro," that is me, mm-hmm. "this is my letter that I want to thank my parents for supporting me always. And I want to say I love you to my sister Rehem and Ranim. And she's in love with her little nephew. And she wants to say hello, and she's in love with her friends, and she's thanking them for their support. And she's saying I love you to Ahmed and thanking him for standing by her side and for always supporting her, always and always and always. And she's saying I love you all." That is nice and innocent for a change.
It's very nice.
Yep. Who else do we have? Marianne. Do, do, do,
do, do, do. Did she write one?
Yeah, she did. I just want to see where I shouldn't read.
Yeah, I know. Some of these are pretty heated.
Yeah.
And that's the... Yeah, I don't want to have...
Okay, here. I want to tell him.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Yeah. Okay. So she says, "I want to tell him that I love you. I'm sad. I'm mad at you. And it's my right to be with you after 8 years of love. Don't be afraid of anything. There is nothing. I don't know." And then she said, "I cannot complete the letter. Please help me and please pray for me."
Aww.
Yeah, that's been a very, very sad letter. And I want to read something that Reef wrote.
Okay.
It's something very nice.
Reef writes wonderful things, by the way.
He's
he always
amazing.
Sends in nice messages to
the
show.
They come out in rhyme. I'll try not to mess up your rhyme, Reef. Okay. So she's saying, he's saying to everyone who hurts, this is write. Write your heart out. Write till you cry. Then cry your eyes out till they run dry. Then cry some more. Cry till there's nothing left but for you to smile. Cry again when you feel sorrow. Just remember to smile tomorrow. Write and write till see all you write is for you to read.
That's very nice.
Yeah, that's very sweet. Actually, writing does help.
It does. That's why I have a journal. I think I've told you that before. I've kept a journal.